Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
因为是你把我们从黑暗中切到光明的国度。
Because of you that led us from the darkness into the lightness.
让我们能够认识自己是个罪人，我们需要主耶稣你的救恩。
For us to admit our sinners, that we need to know that you are the Lord and give us the salvation.
主，我们就求主你引领引导我们今天一同的敬拜。
We ask you to lead our worship today.
主，用你的圣灵透过你的话语来教导我们。
Let your Holy Spirit through your word to teach us.
主，因为我们离了你，我们什么也做不了。
Because apart from you, we are nothing.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我们今天的信息就是马可福音第十章，那么最后一段就是第46节到第52节。
Today's message title is in the last part of chapter 10 of the book of Mark.
作为基督徒呢，传福音，那么是我们生活中的一部分。As
a Christian, evangelize is part of our life.
那么如果有人问我们什么是福音，为什么它是福音？If
someone asks us what is gospel, why it is gospel?
那我们应该怎么回答呢？So
how are we going to answer them?
那么有人说福音书告诉我们什么是福音。
Some might say that the gospel books that tells us what is gospel.
罗马书告诉我们为什么它是福音。And
the book of Rome tells us why they are called the gospel books.
那么在马可福音第一章第一节就告诉我们神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。And
in the book of Mark, the first chapter, verse 1 tells us.
那么这也就是告诉我们了福音的中心。
The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the beginning of the gospel is the center is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那么在罗马书第一章二到四节告诉我们，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
In the book of Rome, chapter 1, verse 2 tells us, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophet in the Holy Scripture regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God. By his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
那么在罗马书一章16节告诉我们说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。Also,
in chapter 1, verse 16 tells us, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
也就是说，福音是神对他子民的一个应许。So
we can say that gospel is the promise from God to His people.
它包括两方面的内容。There
include categories.
也是神的儿子耶稣基督，他要来到世上。First
is the Son Jesus Christ of God, that who will come to this world.
二是神的儿子耶稣基督要来到世上，救一切相信他的人，也就是他的子民。And
the second part is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to this world to save those who believe him.
所以呢，四福音书都是关于耶稣基督以及他在地上的事工。So
the four gospel books is all about Jesus Christ and his ministry on earth.
这其中包括耶稣基督在世上。 传道、医病、赶鬼、行各样的神迹，当然还有他最终在十字架上为我们死，最后复活升天。It
includes Jesus Christ when he was on the earth. He cast out the demons and healed people with sickness, and also preach the word to them and also died on the cross and resurrected.
那么今天的信息中的事件呢，发生在主耶稣基督的事工的最后的阶段。
And today's message happened at the time that when Jesus almost at the end of his ministry on earth.
那么是主耶稣呢，他被钉十字架之前，在赶往耶路撒冷的途中。
And when Jesus Christ, he was on the way to Jerusalem to be nailed on the cross.
那么主耶稣停下来，治好了一个讨饭的瞎子，巴迪买。
Jesus stopped on the way that he healed a blind man called Bartimaeus.
那么这再一次彰显了神的大能、慈爱和他的信实。
Once again revealed us the power of God and his greatness and his love.
那么让这些信息呢，让我们看到呢，神随时随地都在看顾他的子民。
All these message recordings that tells us that Jesus, God who cares and protects his people all the time.
我们可以从三方面来理解这段经文。
And we can talk about this in the following part.
第一，神呢怜悯他的子民。
First is God has mercy on his people.
那么第二点呢，神顾念他子民的需要。
And then God cares for his people's need.
那么神一定会拯救他的子民。
And God also will save his people.
我们下面来看第一点，神怜悯他的子民，这是在第46节到48节。
First, let us take a look how God have mercy on his people. It's from verse 46 to 48.
我们先看第46节。到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子拔迪买，坐在路旁。
First, verse 46, then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd. They were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting at the roadside begging.
我们还记得当以色列人过了约旦河要在进迦南地之前呢，他们攻破了第一个城，就是耶利哥城。
So we still remember in the Old Testament, after the Israelites, they exited the Egypt and came to the first city, it's called Jericho.
那么以色列人呢，把这个城呢围了七天，那么他也没有动一兵没有动一兵一卒，就把神呢就让这个城的城墙呢完全倒塌。
And the Israelites circled the city wall 7 days without any single fight.And they overcome the city.
那么这段圣经记录在约书亚记六章一到二十节。那么让人们看到神的大能。
And this is recorded in the book of Joshua, and that we can see there that God's power demonstrated in Israelites.
那我们今天信息中所讲到的这个耶利哥，它不是旧约中的那个耶利哥。
Today's message that related to this Jericho is not the same Jericho.
那么它是位于耶路撒冷东北方向，大约二十英里的地方。
It is about 20 miles of the north west of the northeast of the city of Jerusalem.
那么主耶稣呢，带着他的门徒和许多跟随他的人，从加利利出发，要到耶路撒冷。
So Jesus led all his disciples and they left the Galilee and heading towards Jerusalem.
那么全程大约是100英里。
And their journey is about 100 miles.
所以我们说来到耶利哥这儿也就是最后一段20英里的路程了。
And when they arrived in Jericho, that's their last journey.
所以他们来到耶利哥呢，遇到一个瞎子名叫拔迪买。
Here they met a blind man called Bartimaeus.
那么他正坐在路旁讨饭。
And he was sitting by the roadside and begging.
那么他很可能是因为眼瞎被他的父母抛弃。
It's possible that because of his blindness, he was abandoned by his parents.
所以他只能靠讨饭来维生，成为社会中最卑微，也是最可怜的人。
So all he can do is begging for food.And it's he is at the lowest of the social status and very pitiful.
我们再看下面第46-48节。
Now let us look verse 47 and 48.
他听见是拿撒勒人耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”又有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声地喊说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”
When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
那么从巴迪马的呼求中，我们可以知道他呢是听过关于拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
From the crying of the Bartimaeus, we probably can know that he have heard about Jesus Christ.
那么他也一定会听说过他医病赶鬼、传悔改的道，还有其他各样的神迹。
He probably also heard that Jesus can cast out demons and heal the sick and do all these miracles.
而且他也一定知道圣经中的一些知识，特别是关于弥赛亚要到来的。
He probably also knows some of the scriptures and know that the Messiah is coming.
那么他相信拿撒勒人耶稣就是他们犹太人要盼望的弥赛亚。
And he believes that the Jesus from Nazareth is the one Messiah that they are waiting for.
因为在圣经中多个地方表明大卫的子孙就是指犹太人所盼望的弥赛亚。
Because in the many places in the scripture that the descendants of David is the Messiah that the Israelites are waiting for.
而且在当时的以色列人的中间，那么大卫的子孙这个词呢，也就成为了弥赛亚的代名词。
And among the Israelites at that time, that the descendants of that one descendant from King David is the representative of Messiah.
我们看几节经文，耶利米书23:5，他这样讲：耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。
And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 5 says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land."
那么在以赛亚书11:1-2告诉我们，他说：“从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上。”就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
And also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
那么当主耶稣带领他的门徒和很多跟随他的人进入耶路撒冷的时候，在马太福音21:9这样讲，他说：且行后随的众人喊着说：何善那归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何善那。
When Jesus led all the peoples and his disciples and all the other followers came to Jerusalem, that the people that along the in the city along the road that they shouted, that's recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 9. The crowds that went ahead of him and through and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna!" is the highest.
那我们从巴迪买他发自内心的信心的呼求，我们可以知道他是一个神的子民。
From Bartimaeus crying out from his heart, we know that he is a God's people.
那么他相信神的大能，相信他对他子民的慈爱和怜悯。
He believes God's almighty power. He believes that God's promise to his people.
所以呢，尽管很多人在拦阻他、禁止他这样的喊叫，但他还是极力的呼求，让神来怜悯他。
Even though many people trying to stop him, prevent him, from his shouting, but he insists and trying to come to near Jesus.
那么这表明他的呼求乃是信实的呼求，是对弥赛亚完全的信靠的体现。
And this indicates that his crying is from his faith in Jesus and from the belief that Jesus is the Messiah.
这也表明他的呼求是一个非常的谦卑的呼求。
And also tells us this is a humble cry.
我们还记得上一次信息中两位门徒对主的要求。
And we still remember last message that there's two disciples that made a request to Jesus.
那么他们求主耶稣赐给他们一切他们所求的。
And they ask Jesus to give whatever they asked for.
让他们高过别的那些使徒、门徒。
So they can be greater and higher than all the other disciples.
而这位讨饭的瞎子，他只求主耶稣的怜悯。
But this begging blind man, he only wants Jesus' mercy.
他认为他一切的所求都是不配的。
He believes that he does not worthy of all he has asked.
我们看主耶稣怎么样来回应巴底买的呼求。
Let us take a look how Jesus responded to him.
这也是我们今天要讲的第二点，神顾念他子民的需要，就是在四十九到五十一节。
This is the second point of our today's message that God cares for the need of His people.
那我们看四十九节，他说，耶稣就站住说，叫他来，他们就叫那瞎子，对他说，发心起来，他叫你了。
Verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.
那么听到拔底买的呼求，主耶稣并没有走到拔底买的那边。
After heard the Bartimaeus crying, Jesus did not come to him personally.
而是停下脚步，发出一个呼召，叫拔底马过来。
On the other hand, he stopped his journey and called Bartimaeus to come to him.
这里我们看到神的儿子耶稣基督弥赛亚，他发出的呼召乃是带着权柄和能力的呼召。
Here we know that the Son of God, the Messiah, when he makes the call, that is the call with the authority and the power.
所以我们看到当人们起先，那么听到拔底买的呼求时，他们阻止他。
And we know that first, when people heard Bartimaeus crying, they tried to stop him.
而当他这些人听到主耶稣呼召他来的时候呢，他们却是安慰和鼓励巴底买。
But when they heard Jesus Christ called Bartimaeus come over, then they comfort and encourage Bartimaeus to come.
他们说，发心起来，他叫你了。
And they told Bartimaeus, cheer up.On your feet, he's calling you.
那么巴底买呢？本来是因为眼睛看不见。
Because of his blindness.
那么他就坐在路旁来讨饭。
And Bartimaeus sit by the roadside and begging for food.
而主耶稣呢，却现在呢命令他，呼召他来到他的这里。
But Jesus now commanded him and calls him to come over to him.
所以人们。让拔底买放心，那么这体现了人们对他们对主耶稣的能力和恩慈的完全相信。
When the disciples told Bartimaeus cheer up, then showed that the disciples that they obeyed Jesus' authority.
那我们看五十节这样告诉我们，他说，瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
Verse 50 says.Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus.
那么拔底买的反应呢，让我们看到他的信心、喜乐和他对主耶稣的顺服。
Bartimaeus' reaction shows that the joy and the peace in his heart, and also the obedience to the Lord.
那么他一连串有三个动作，我们看到。
There's three actions he has taken.
就是丢下东西，站起来，走到主耶稣那边。
First, throwing his cloak aside, then jump to his feet and came to Jesus.
这再次的体现了主耶稣基督他话语的能力和他的力量。
And once again shows that the power of Jesus' calling.
那么这里的衣服呢，在原文中的意思就是那个一个人穿的，当时人穿的那种外袍。
And the cloak here that indicates it's the at that time the people the outside clothes people wear.
那么对一个讨饭的瞎子，那么人们给他的施舍可能都包在这个里边。
And to a blind man, to a blind beggar, that when people gave him food, he probably wrapped everything in his cloak.
那么这里面可能有食物，当然也有钱币，还有别的其他的物品。
Maybe there's food, also some coins and other things wrapped in there.
那么也就是他的衣服和包在里面的东西，那么是这个瞎子所有的一切。
And the cloak and everything wrapped in there probably is all his belongings.
但是呢，此时当他听到主耶稣的呼召时，他丢下这一切，高兴的就走到了主的面前。
But when he heard Jesus is calling him, he threw all his belongings and followed, come to Jesus.
那么就像主耶稣在呼召他的门徒时，门徒丢下一切就跟随了他。
This also, just like when Jesus is calling his disciples, they put down everything they have and followed Jesus.
因为他们知道他们现在面对的，他们找到的一切的这位，那么超过一切他们世上所有的。
Because they believe and they know that the one that they're facing is worthy of all they have.
那我们看五十一节，五十一节说。那耶稣说，我要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
Verse 51, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see.
那我们还记得，当约翰和雅各，那么他们求主为他们做一件他们所求的，所求于他的事情时，那么主耶稣也问他们，你要我为你做什么？
And we remember last time when James and John who asked Jesus to do something for them, and Jesus also asked them, "What do you want me to do for you?"
那么两个门徒呢，要主耶稣赐他们在天国中的高位。
And those two disciples, they want Jesus gave them the highest position in heaven.
让他们在那里居首位，伟大。
And they want Jesus to name them on the first and be the greatest in heaven.
而这位瞎子，他却只要求主耶稣说：“拉波尼，我要能看见。”
But this blind man, all he wants, asked Jesus is to see.
那么拉波尼呢，在这里是拉比的一个加强的形式。
And the rabbani here is the emphasized that the word that rabbi.
那么他的意思是我的主，或者是我的夫子。
And here that more indicates it's my Lord and my teacher.
他是表达一种完全的服从和相信。
And he's trying to express that his total surrender and belief.
那么这个词呢，在新约中呢，它只出现过两次。
And this word appeared in the New Testament only twice.
那么另一次是当主耶稣复活以后向玛利亚显现的时候。
And one is when Jesus after Jesus' resurrection he appeared to Mary.
那么在约翰福音二十章十六节，他这样说，耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉伯尼。
And in the book of John chapter 20 verse 16 saysJesus said to her, Mary, she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabbani, which means teacher.
那么这里呢，巴迪买呢，没有求主耶稣赐他钱财。
Here, Bartimaeus didn't ask Jesus to give him money.
也没有求主耶稣赐他高的地位。
Or ask Jesus to give him the highest position.
他只是求主耶稣满足他现在真实的需要。
He only asked Jesus of his true need for now.
那么他是想，那么这里，那么这里呢，并不是说明主耶稣不知道巴迪买的需要。
This doesn't say that, didn't mean that Jesus, doesn't know what is his true need.
所以主耶稣问他说：“你要我给你什么？”
But Jesus still asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
所以他问这句话的意思是，他让巴底买真，他要把巴底买真的知道他自己真实的需要。
He wants the Bartimaeus to know what is his truly need.
那么他问他的那些门徒这句话说，你要我为你做什么？他也是想知道门徒是否知道他们的真实需要。
When he asked his disciples, "What do you want me to do for you?" He also wants the disciples to know what their true need.
那么这里面他也让他们相信他必定会顾念他们的需要。
Here he also wants his followers to know that he will care for their true need.
我们看主耶稣呢对巴底买的这个要求有什么回应。
So let us look at how Jesus responded to Bartimaeus true need.
这也是我们今天要讲的最后一点，就是神拯救他的子民。
This is the last point of today's message. God saves his people.
那么就最后一节五十二节。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Verse 52, Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
那么主耶稣呢，类似的这种的回应，那么在福音书中呢有好几次。
All the similar responded from Jesus appeared in the gospel books many times.
那么大部分都是他在医治了一些人的疾病之后来跟他们讲的。
Most of them are after he healed some for the of their sickness, and they told them.
那我们还记得，当一位患了十二年血漏的女人，那么她凭信心了摸了耶稣基督的衣服的髓子，那么她的血漏立即就停住了。
And we still remember that a woman who suffered the blood discharge for over 20 years, that when he touched Jesus' cloak, that she is healed.
那么主耶稣这个时候告诉他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
And Jesus told her that, daughter, your faith has saved you, and go with peace.
我们还记得，当一个麻风病人被主医治的时候，他回来感谢主。
And we also remember when the leprosy was healed by Jesus, and he came back to give thanks to Jesus.
那么主耶稣说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。
And Jesus told him, get up and leave, because your faith has saved you.
那么我们还有一位记得，就是有一位百夫长，那么他凭他对主的信心，那么他求主医治他瘫痪的仆人时。
And we also know that there's a centurion that because of his faith in Jesus, that his servant was healed.
那么主耶稣对他说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。
And Jesus told him, go home because of your faith that your request has made full.
其实意思也就是说，你回去吧，你的信救了你的仆人。
It's the same that go home in peace that your faith has saved you.
所有这些人的病得医治都是出于他们对主的信心。
All those sickness that has been healed because the people that have faith in Jesus.
那么在圣经中，那么得救这个词呢，除了表示身体或者疾病得到医治以外，
So in the Bible, the word save other than that people's sickness has been healed.
那么很多时候这个得救呢，在圣经中它是指救恩。
And many times this save indicates its salvation.
也就是主耶稣为信他之人在十字架上所成就的得永生的恩典。
It is the save that Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross for his people.
那么我们还知道，在马可福音八章三十五节这样讲，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我的福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
And we also know that in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 35.
对。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
那么这里的救乃是指得永生的恩典。
Here the save, that means give the eternal blessing.
那么在今天的信息中，救呢包括了所有这两层的含义。
So today's save indicates that it includes that two level of the meaning.
也就是耶稣基督跟巴底买说， 你平平安的去吧，你的信救你了。
That Jesus told the Bartimaeus that go in peace, that your faith has saved you.
那么这里既是指拔底买的眼睛被得医治，能够看见了。
Tells us that Bartimaeus' blindness has been healed; his eye can see now.
也是指拔底买得到了永生的恩典。
Also, Bartimaeus received the eternal grace.
或者从另一方面的意义上来，他属灵的眼睛跟他肉体的眼睛都打开了，看见了神。
Or his spiritual eye and physical eye both are healed, open and can see.
那么对盲人来说，我们知道他们大部分的认知是来自于触觉，还有和别人对一些事物的描述。
And for the blind people, that most of their the senses is from when they touch something or people that describe things for them.
所以我们可以想象，他们一直是啥也看不见，他们不知道这个世界是什么样子的。那么当他们能看见的时候，他们一定是很激动的。
We can imagine all their life they're blind, they cannot see anything, but now their eyes open, they see, they're very excited.
那么他们很可能会去好多地方，他们想要看见的地方，去好好看一个究竟，到底这个地方像什么样子。
They probably so excited want to go everywhere to see things.
但是对拔底满来说，他眼睛能够看见之后，他并没有自己求自己任何的好处，或者跑到哪里去看。
But for Bartimaeus, after his eye is healed that he can see, he didn't go anywhere to see things, but he still come follows Jesus.
他没有离开主耶稣，而是跟随了主耶稣，成为了他的门徒。
He was not departed from Jesus, but followed Jesus to be his disciple.
那么这对我们每一个人也是一个很好的教训。
This is also a good teaching for every one of us.
我们过去其实跟拔底买都很相似。
In our past, we're just like Bartimaeus.
因为我们属灵的眼睛都是瞎的。
Our spiritual eye all blind.
那么是神的大爱打开了我们的眼睛。
It's God's love that opened our eye.
把我们从黑暗中引到光明之中。
That He led us from the darkness into His.
让我们认识了主耶稣基督，赐给了我们美好的救恩。
So that we know that Jesus Christ and know His great salvation.
那么主耶稣呢，在地上行过许许多多的神迹。
Jesus Christ performed many miracles on earth.
他也医治过无数的病人。
And he also healed numerous people who had sickness.
那么主耶稣做这一切，就是让他的子民知道。
And all he does that because he wants his people to know.
他就是他们盼望的弥赛亚，就是他们的救主基督。
He is the one that they're waiting for. He is the Savior and Messiah they're waiting for.
那么今天我们看到的主耶稣让一个瞎子看见的神迹。
Today we have seen the miracle that Jesus made a blind to see.
那么是马可福音中所记载的最后一个医治的神迹。
It is the last healing miracle that recorded in the book of Mark.
那么这个神迹也记录在马太福音和路加福音。
And this miracle also recorded in the book of Matthew and Luke.
但是呢，只有在马可福音中记载了这个瞎子的名字，他叫拔底买。
But only in the book of Mark recorded this blind man's name, his Bartimaeus.
那么他是一个普通人中最卑微的一个。
He is a very ordinary man and with the lowest status.
然而从他的身上我们可以看到他对神的信心和顺服。
But on him that we can see the faith that he have for God.
我们也看到他得拯救之后对神的忠心。
And we also can see that after his salvation that his faithfulness toward the Lord.
那么我们也通过主耶稣的言行。
And also through Jesus Christ's speak and talk.
那我们也看到基督的权柄和他的大能。
We can see that the Lord's authority and his power.
他对信靠他的人随时随地的看顾。
For the people that who trust him, he cares for their need and protects them all the time.
他怜悯他们的软弱。
He has mercy on their need.
他顾念他们真实的需要。
He cares for their truly need.
他也拯救他们脱离死亡，赐他们美好的救恩。
He also saves them from eternal death and gave them eternal hope.
那么从今天信息中，那么专门把巴迪马这个名字记下来。
Today's message recorded the Bartimaeus' name.
也让我们知道主耶稣他的救恩乃是个人的救恩。
And let us understand that Jesus' salvation is very personal.
让我们每个人知道，我们跟主耶稣要有一个独立的这种个人的关系。
So every one of us, we should understand and know that we have a personal relationship with our Lord.
所以我们跟主耶稣之间的关系就是。我们跟主耶稣的关系，别人有什么关系？与我们自己没有任何关系。
And our relationship with the Lord, that we will know, and others with relationship with the Lord, we probably do not know that clear.
那么，所以呢，让今天的信息呢，也让我们能够一起来思想以下几个问题。
But today's message also gave us some thinking.
那么第一，我们可以思想一下，我是否承认我是一个罪人。
First, let us know that if we are truly admit we are sinner.
那么我在离开这个世界之后，那么我的盼望到底在哪里？
After we depart, I departed from this world, where is my soul?
我是不是真的认识耶稣基督？
Do I truly know Jesus Christ?
那么第二个问题，我们可以思想：我是否知道我的真实的需要
？And second, do I truly know I need my need?
那么当我们祷告时，那么主耶稣也其实在问我们
：When we pray, Jesus often asks us,
你要我为你做什么
？What do you want me to do for you?
那我们是像两个门徒一样，让主为我们成就我们所想要的一切事。
Do we like those two disciples that ask Jesus to do the great thing and give them higher position?
还是求主来怜悯我们，来满足我们真实的需要。
Or ask the Lord have mercy on us and give us our truly need.
即使主满足我们这些需要，我们也是否知道我们不配。
Even though when the Lord met all our need, do we realize that how unworthy we are?
那么第三点，我们可以思想一下，我是否对主有忠心和信心和忠心
？The third point is, do we really have faith and trust the Lord?
那么在我们每日的生活中，我们总想按我们自己的意愿行事，还是愿意求主坚固我们的信心
？In our daily life, do we really want to?Do what I wanted, or ask the Lord to do His will.
我们是愿意顺服他，做他忠心的仆人，还是想自己行自己的事情
？Do we truly want to believe Him and do what according to what He commanded us, or we be self-centered, do what our we want?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来求主你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together, ask your help.
主，我们成为你的儿女，是主你完全的恩典。
Being as your children is all your mercy and grace.
主，我们都想跟随主你的脚步，都想讨你的喜悦。
Lord, we all want to follow your steps and please you.
主，但是我们也知道主我们肉体的软弱，就求主你来坚固我们。
But Lord, we also know our weakness and ask the Lord to strengthen us.
让我们能够有信心，能够每日都跟随主。
So that we will have faith to follow you every day.
靠着你加在我们身上的力量、智慧，能够行事为人，能够荣耀主你的名。
According to the power that youhave put on us that we can live a life follow your name.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.